Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين Yes, once again you are watching the program called Reformation of the Ummah. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Arwahuna Fida, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated in a beautiful hadith, when two Muslims greet and meet each other for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and out of love, they recite durood and salawat upon me. Before their departure, Allah Azza wa Jalla shall forgive their past and their future sins. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. Yes, dear viewers, we welcome all the viewers globally from whichever part of the world you have joined this program. We make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We give gratitude and thanks to Allah azza wa jal, our creator, sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. Dear viewers, once again in the company of our honorable Mawlana Abdul Qadir Ansari At-Tari, Damat Barakatuhumul Ali, Alhamdulillah, and together with him we say Marhaba, 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 Ahlan wa sahlan bikum to one and all, Alhamdulillah. A very interesting and important discussion for this evening, and that is the Islamic concept of nikah, the Islamic concept of marriage. I believe it's a very favorite topic for many of the youngsters, Mawlana Sahib.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Many of them would not like to engage in such discussions. However, alhamdulillah, we have Islam and we have the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, these are two greatest gifts by Allah azza wa jalla, that we have the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are his ummatis. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us with Islam. If it was not for the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, and Allah Azza wa Jalla would have not created anything in this world. Even our existence, dear viewers, subhanallah, wahi rab hai jisne tujhko hamatan karam banaya, hame bheek mangne ko tera aasta bataya, tujhe hamd hai khudaya, tujhe hamd hai khudaya, subhanallah. So yes, dear viewers, we have Islam as our religion. However, Islam, which I also mentioned before as well, has guided and continues to guide its followers through all walks of life. It has left no stone unturned. However, it is a great misfortune that nowadays Muslims have weakened their relationship with Allah Azza wa Jalla and with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is why love for materialism and Western ideals have taken fold in our hearts and minds. Allahu Akbar. And the result of this, dear viewers of Madini Channel, is that Muslims are defeated and disgraced at many times as well because of leaving the folds of Islam or not practicing Islam from all aspects of life. If only Muslims would realize that Islam is such a great gift and tawfa and blessing that every blessed Prophet, Mawlana Sahib, of Islam, Allah Azza wa Jalla had revealed ayat in the Holy Quran Pak about this beautiful deen, dear viewers. He Azza wa Jalla states, Subhanallah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena.
Today I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madini Channel, this is the reality that Allah Azza wa Jalla has chosen Islam for us. But unfortunately, we have engaged and indulged in gunah and sins. So to understand nikah, and this is our discussion for today, the concept, Islamic concept of nikah, it's important and very important for us to firstly analyze what is Islam. How much should we practice Islam? Allahu Akbar. This is very important. He Azza wa Jalla states in the Holy Quran Pak, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim,
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dkhulu fis silmi kaffa. O believers, enter Islam completely and do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Indeed, he is your open enemy. So nowadays, people out there in general, whether you're in America, whether you're in South Africa, Pakistan, jahan Musalman baste hai rehte hain, people usually think that, you know, Islamic rules when it comes to salah, I'm performing my salah, I'm paying my zakat, I'm going for hajj when I have the means. Allahu Akbar. And we do as we please in all other aspects of our lives. These are not merely thoughts, dear viewers, but in reality our actions are such that whether it is celebrating the birth of a child or a marriage, we do not follow Islamic rules at all. Look at our functions and gatherings and get-togethers, Muasab. You see a person who's namazi, a person who's a great, you know, contributor. He's a giver, he's a donor, Allahu Akbar. But when a person has a peep into his personal life or into his gatherings as to how does he conduct his gathering, is it in accordance to the light of Islam, according to Sharia? No. Our Islamic sisters, our mothers, our children, our family, our homes, how we live personally in our homes, we don't follow Islamic rules. Subhanallah, everything in this world is created by Allah Azza wa Jalla, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala Muhasab in the Holy Quran and Pak speaks about how He creates spouses for us. He creates a partner for us in pairs. Allahu Akbar. You know, in the Holy Quran and Pak, He Azza wa Jalla states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa min kulli shay'in khalaqna zawjayn la'allakum tadhakkarun. And we have created all things in pairs so that you may ponder. Hazrat Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala, so beautifully he says, Muasab, he says here that, you know, look at the examples of the sun and moon, night and day, dry and wet, cold and hot, humans and jinns, Allahu Akbar, light and darkness, infidelity and faith, good fortune and misfortune, all these are pairs, truth and falsehood, males and females. Allah Azza wa Jalla has created these pairs, dear viewers of Madani channel. Everything was created in pairs, and Mufti Sahab says, Allahu Akbar. He says, everything was created in pairs so that humans would ponder and realize that all these are created by Allah Azza wa Jalla, the one who has no similarity, no partners, no pair, no parallel. He is the only one worthy of worship. And He Azza wa Jalla is the one who has given us this rishta, this relationship. So many of us treasure this, many of us do not understand why we are married. So Muasab, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, if you could shed some light in this aspect of the Islamic concept of marriage, if people could understand what is nikah all about. Maybe if Muasab could also shed some light with regards to the definition of nikah. A lot of people say, nikah kare, pehle nikah ka to maana hum samjhe ki, what is nikah all about? And the meaning itself, subhanallah, could teach us many other lessons as well. So if Muasab could shed some light in this entire discussion.
Alhamdulillah, Sayyidi, let's first begin with the definition of nikah. Nikah is a beautiful concept of Islam. We are created in pairs. And men and women, they are created as pairs meant for each other. And this has been legalized through the beautiful system of nikah. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it a means for our coolness, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, and enjoin in marriage those among you who are not married and your deserving slaves and bondwomen. In another verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the concept of nikah, that among His sign is that He created spouses for you from yourselves, for you to gain rest from them. So this is the beautiful hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are here as a result. We call ourselves the children of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Ibn Adam, or human beings, or Adami, for example, with the nisbat of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. If he did not get married, would we exist? Would any other human being exist if him and Sayyida Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the father of mankind, the mother of mankind, if they did not get married, would we exist? We wouldn't exist. So this has been there from the beginning of the creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a lesson in it for us, that Anbiya ikram, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Anbiya ikram, they got married. they had children. Subhanallah. So if we think, okay, in order for us to be pious and so on, we shouldn't get married. I mean, who can be more pious than the Anbiya of Allah? You know, Allah says, Khalq se awliya, awliya se rusul. There's the general makhluk, general creation, and above them in status and in virtues are the awliya. Above the awliya are the rusul, the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aur rasul se ala hamara nabi. So even the best of the best, sare ucho se ucha samajhiye jise. Hai us uche se ucha hamara nabi. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, an nikah min sunnati. Nikah is my sunnah, subhanallah. And in, it is a sunnah of all the prophets. So if for nothing, at least make nikah to fulfill this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As one who is truly devoted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he should also look at this factor. Okay, fair enough. You say you don't want to make nikah for your own personal gains. But how? What about the sunnah? Subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in his Mubarak hadith that the deeds of the children of Adam alayhi salam, meaning the human beings, will be cut off by the time of death. After that, there are only three things through which one continues to receive the reward. And one of them is awlad-e saliha. How would you gain awlad-e saliha if you never made nikah in the first place? There's a beautiful hikmah in this hadith as well, that we need to make nikah in order to have pious children who will make dua for us after we pass away. While we are living, alhamdulillah, we can do virtuous deeds and gain the thawab. But after we pass away, everything is cut off except for three means. One of them is having awlad-e saliha who will make dua for you, who will make isale thawab for you.
But unfortunately, Mu'asab, this is not the concept in the current youth. The current youth of today, the people of today, don't have this tasawwur even in their minds, Mu'asab. The concept for them is about enjoyment of life and not having children for 5 to 7, 10 years, no family planning. And this mindset has been given by the people of the dunya. And what you are speaking about, Mu'asab, is the concept which Islam has given us. What a beautiful concept to spread the progeny and the human race, Mulana Sahib. And this shall be the largest ummah on the day of Qiyamah for the very same reason as we have just discussed.
Alhamdulillah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to have children. So on the day of judgment, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can be proud of us, of his ummah. This is my ummah, the largest ummah, subhanallah. Whereas the rows of 124,000 Anbiya ikram will make up only 40 safs, 40 rows. The row of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make alone 80 safs. Allahu Akbar, twice as much. So we have been taught this beautiful concept by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whether you are youth, whether you are contemplating to get married, it can go two ways, Sayyidi. One way is one can be misled and go wayward completely. Many haram acts are committed due to not being married. Yet you are of marrying age and you have the capability to get married, meaning you are earning, you are employed, you are not jobless, that you cannot support your significant other. You know, sometimes people say it is too early for me to get married. Yet they are at the age of 22, 23. This is about the age Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got married at the age of 25. And for some, this is too early. And they say, no, it's too early for me. Let me enjoy life. What do they mean by enjoy life? I mean, we all have needs, and for those needs to be met, at times we choose the wrong way. And nikah is a way of preventing that from happening. I mean, you are too early to get married, but you don't think when you are going to commit sin that you are too young to commit sin.
Allahu Akbar.
Why that thought never comes to our minds that, no, I'm too young to commit sins? But when it comes to making nikah, doing the right thing, then I'm too young. When it comes to doing the wrong thing, no, there's no age restrictions then. Why the double standards? Inshallah, if make up your mind. If you are confused, there is no confusion, because this is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has embedded in the fabric of Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given command to Sahaba ikram and to us as well, for the entire ummah, to get married. If you are of the marrying age and it is suitable for you, you found someone that you like, and inshallah azza wa jal, in this way we continue with our life. In the previous nation, Sayyidi, in the people of the previous faith, they would, you know, monks and the likes, they wouldn't get married. But in Islam, there is no such thing. If you want to devote yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no problem. You can do it after you get married as well. Maybe your significant other can help you on this path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many cases.
Subhanallah. Very beautifully said, Mawlana Sahib. One thing I have noted as Mawlana Sahib had spoken with regards to the age and stuff. Take a bachche baligh ho jaye, they are gone big, they have reached the age of puberty. From an Islamic point of view, we should start thinking of getting them married, right? From an Islamic point of view, of course, considering the laws of the country, so on and so forth. But though nikah is sunnah, dear viewers, for some people, it is wajib to get married, according to Islam. Yes. If a person follows his carnal desires and he is unable to control his nafs and he engages in sinning in guna, and those vices, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, were early in guna, and abundance of sins and gunas. So therefore, the very same marriage then from sunnah becomes wajib for some people if they have the capability of getting married.
Definitely.
And unfortunately, such people who dislike getting married are the same people most of the time. It's noted and seen that they have people that they engage speaking with or interacting with. But this should not be the case, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. If Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed you with this wisdom and you have the opportunity on hand, then do not delay. If you have planned to get married next year, but you know the person and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, everything is happy from both sides of the parties, then without any further delay, do not allow for shaitan to cause enmity and hatred between you all, for fights and arguments and instill nafrat between you all. The best thing to do is to follow the sunnah at that time so that you could be safe from those gunas. Do not ever trust your nafs that, no, I'll be safe and for 1 year I will not commit any guna, any sin. Shaitan is between people, between spouses, between family members, so on and so forth. However, Mawlana Sahib, there are a lot of people out there who are watching Madinah Channel at this very moment and who are married. And you know, Mawlana Sahib, it is said that every person wants to, you know, attain success in his nikah, in his marriage, from Islamic perspective as well, from Islamic concept as well. So somebody had said that creating a successful marriage is like farming.
Allah.
He says, remember, creating a successful marriage, a kamyab nikah and marriage is like farming. You have to start over again every morning. Allahu Akbar. Can one of shed some light that the connection between farming and spouses and rishta, what connection is there between them?
It is actually a tedious thing, and it's a very careful endeavor if you embark on this journey. This is a journey. Mm. I mean, one phase of the journey is from childhood to the youth. When we enter the youth, we get married, and Allah, thereafter, the entire youth is spent on this journey, and then the middle age comes, then the old age kicks in, and throughout all these phases, the ability to stick together, it comes through a lot of, you know, hardships, a lot of, you know, disagreements, a lot of sacrifices. There's so much to it. And it can truly be said that, you know, the moment you plant a seed, it doesn't grow instantly. This is not Jannah. So it doesn't grow instantly. No matter how much of, you know, the potting soil and the growth hormones, whatever you can put in, you will still not see the results instantly.
Allah.
At times the weather is against you. At times the soil is against you. At times there are so many challenges. The wind is against you. At times there are so many challenges. Worms are there. There are insects there that are harboring the growth of that seed and becoming, or for it to become a plant. So going through all those challenges, a marriage also goes through all these challenges. And to bloom and to sprout up the first shoot, it takes a lot.
Allah, Allah.
And then after that, it grows, it grows, it grows. And it becomes so strong, alhamdulillah. This is a bond that is thinner and more fragile than a silk thread.
Allah.
Yet it can become a bond that is unbreakable. It is up to us how we nurture it.
Exactly, Mullah Sahib.
How we nurture it, and both have to do it. It's not a one-sided affair that, you know, I must do it and you can roam scot-free. There is no such thing.
There is no such thing.
Marriage is the union of two people. There is no solo marriages, right? You always have another partner with you on the same page. At times, yes, there are disagreements, there are those fights and arguments, but then there are sacrifices as well. A lot of times, we tend to look at only the flaws. We should actually look at it objectively at times, as a third person's eye. You know, everything shouldn't be about me, myself. Then why did you get married in the first place? If you want everything to go your way, you should have been alone, single, and you could have done things your way. Nobody was there to stop you. But you decided to get married. That means now you two will decide together. There comes a time even when the father needs to make mashwara with the children when they reach the age of puberty. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khani, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he speaks of it. He says, when the children are young, meaning they haven't reached the age of puberty, the father is the sole guardian. And he can be really strict on them. He doesn't need to make mashwara with them because they are not of that age where they can consult. But when they have reached a certain age, the youth, then now it is a time that father should no longer say that, you know what, go do this, go do that. Or from tomorrow we are going to be doing this. But rather the father should make mashwara now with the child. Why? Because he is at that age. So to married people, they are of that age. Where there is no such thing as oppressing one another. You know, it's my way or highway.
This is the wrong concept. هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنَّ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. So the Quran describes this as garment, you know, becoming garment for one another, concealing the faults of each another. Allahu Akbar. It's so beautiful, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. But unfortunately, many people out there have failed to have a successful marriage. Yet a happy and successful marriage depends on two good forgivers. Two good forgivers. Your success in your nikah depends on two good forgivers. Ki us nikah mein dono ek dusre ko maaf karne wale ho, to hi wo nikah kamyab nikah hai. Agar ek hi maaf karta hai, dusra maaf nahi karta hai, aur saalon tak dil mein rakhta hai ki my partner has caused this problem or that problem, how could you live happy? Every time there's a current issue, you're going to start from that zamana. Let's go 10 years back. Let's go 20 years back. Why? Because you haven't yet forgotten. And this is the downfall to many people out there. If there's a problem and we want to discuss the problem, we are unable to discuss. Why? Because the person starts all over again. The person is starting from another time that, you know what, but this happened and that happened, and how can we now change things? How can we make things happier? How can we make things better? Yes, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, this should not happen, because a successful marriage isn't the union of two perfect couple. It isn't the union of just two perfect couple. Don't know imperfect here. How can this become perfect? It's the two imperfect people who have learned the value of forgiveness and grace.
Subhanallah.
They have learned the value and the worth of forgiving and grace. Tab ja karke ye kamyab nikah hota hai. So many people learn the hard way. After one marriage never worked out, the second marriage, they realize we have the same similar problem in the second nikah. Let's jump to the third. And they leave the second and they go to the third. And then they realize, but I had a very similar type of problem in the very first two. That wasn't a problem. The problem was, I was not a forgiver. I was the one who could not oversee situations and matters. But what's your opinion?
He actually looked at the virtues. He wasn't fixated on the faults. Yes, on one side, he's actively listening to the words that are not very pleasing to the ears. Let's face it.
Right.
But then he also, at the back of his mind, he also thinks of all those virtuous things that she does for him. And therefore, it's a striking balance. Whereas if we only look at the wrong, the negative side and ignore the positive entirely, then it becomes a problem. Then it would feel like, oh, he or she is full of flaws. You know, sometimes a person can feel in a marriage that, you know, if it wasn't for this marriage, I wouldn't have known that I had these flaws.
Allah, Allah, look at that. Right.
But at times, your significant other has your best interest at heart. For example, you are going out and there are certain things that she noticed that, you know, you tend to do, but you are not self-aware of those things that you do, but others may notice it. She might bring it to your attention that, you know what, you do this or you dress up in this way, doesn't look good on you. You rather go this way, so others may not ridicule you. So she's actually trying to safeguard you. Mm. She has your back. And vice versa, the husband also does the same. But then, if we take it the wrong way, oh, you're picking on me. It could be taken both ways. It could go either ways.
Definitely. Yeah.
And a person at times, we need to communicate. That's why they say that communication is the butter of marriage. Alhamdulillah. Communication, if there is no communication, marriage cannot thrive.
Yes.
Without communication. Why? Because you may be thinking positive. You maybe have some good thoughts about your significant other. She may have good thoughts about you, but you never shared it. And you both are having positive things to say. But then when it comes to something negative, you are all vocal. When it comes to expressing your gratitude, thank you that you did this for me. I didn't expect it from you. Alhamdulillah. I must be thankful that I've got such a wife. Or the wife must thank that I should be grateful that I got such a husband. At times, these are important. Why? Because we all need to know where we stand. If the wife or the husband didn't tell one another in whatever way they appreciate one another, how would we know? Like in the school, you are giving the marks. How do you know that you are doing well? You get all A's. You know you are doing well, alhamdulillah, the teachers are communicating back to you. That's their way of saying and reporting back to you that you're doing the right thing. And then if the marks start to drop, then we know, okay, we are maybe slipping away. We need to brace ourselves and get our act together and try harder. And then if you get an F, or you rather fail all the subjects, then you know you're a terrible student. But how do we know all of this? Because there is a constant feedback. Likewise in marriage, if we give positive feedback, yes, alhamdulillah, we can work towards it. Before we start to finish the communication entirely and then assume things. Assuming is not one of the teachings of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that assumption is not a good thing. And shaitan wants to put assumption in the heads of married couple. You know, in the morning he just got up. He never made his bed. He was in a hurry. He doesn't care about you. Maybe husband now, next day he maybe had to start work early. He maybe had, instead of 8 hours of work, that day he had 10 hours of work. So he's going all out so that he could look after you, so he could provide for you and the children. But now the assumption that is being put by the devil, look what he's doing. He's not being fair to you. You know, at times he might put in your head that, you know, he thinks of you as a slave. Are you his slave? Slavery is over. And then as a result, when the husband comes back, the wife lashes out. And it can happen vice versa. If the husband comes back home, he sees the house is not swept and clothes are not washed, they're not ironed. And without finding out, there could be a reason for it. Maybe she was sick. Maybe she had a headache. Perhaps the weather wasn't right, that's why the washing didn't dry. Or it could be various different reasons. Instead of lashing out and thinking of the worst, you can't do nothing whole day. You've been sitting and what you have been doing? You couldn't sweep the house. You couldn't, you know, wash the dishes. You couldn't do this. You couldn't do that. So now, this shouldn't be the case that we lash out without finding out, okay, I know, okay, the house is not swept. This is not done. That is not done. Let me find out if she's okay. Because usually it's done. There must be something wrong. So be caring and have a caring attitude that, you know what, you didn't do this today. Are you okay? You feeling well? And let her have her say, you know what, today I had to do this because of that XYZ got left. Because you can only do so much. Although it's an entire day, nobody achieves the goal of entire life in one day. There could be many other things that may be left out. So likewise, alhamdulillah, they both need to see to each other's needs, know each other's strengths and weaknesses at the same time, and be there to have their back.
Subhanallah. So yes, dear viewers, you have received these Madani pearls from our Honorable Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib, and as you have heard in the very beginning, as we commence with the Islamic concept of marriage, what Islam says about nikah, what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says about nikah, how important it is for a person to settle in life and enjoy the bounties of Allah azza wa jalla, have togetherness with your spouse in the deen, come into Islam completely. Remember, agar koi sawal ye puche ki bhai main apna marriage ko behtar kaise karun, a good marriage isn't something you can find, dear viewers. It's something you make.
Subhanallah.
And it's something that you have to continuously make, Mulana Sahib. It's a consistent thing that you have to engage in. So, as Mulana Sahib has given his examples, yes, there are various other examples as well. So, inshallah, azza wa jalla, you know, a husband would like to vent at times, and he should have his partner as his best friend. And if this is not the case, then sometimes that relationship could be in some problem also. If he is venting elsewhere about his personal matters, it's wrong. It's important for couples to share with each other and conceal their private matters and never share and discuss this with outsiders, with others. All these are those things that could affect and damage your nikah and your relationship. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's all about sacrifice. So inshallah, azza wa jalla, make niyah. Forgive each other, become people who forgive each other. Without forgiveness, it's very difficult to move forward. A happy marriage is a long conversation which always seems too short. When the marriage is successful and happy, then you would find time is getting cut too fast. You know, why it's not lengthened? Jab wo khushi ka nikah ho, jab ghami ka ho, to waqt katta hi nahi hai sahab. A person is then finding the excuses to leave from home, finding those excuses not to be home all the time in front of his spouse's face. Vice versa, whatever the case may be, may Allah Kareem shower rain of mercies and blessings upon our condition and ease in the conditions out there. There are a lot of people out there who are really suffering in their nikah for several years. Consult with the ulama and the scholars of the deen. For now, inshallah, azza wa jalla, we would like to move towards a beautiful kalam, Mawlana Sahib, and that's recited by none other than Adil At-Tari, Sallamahul Bari. Let's listen to this beautiful kalam until we return. Sallu ala al-Habib,
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu
alaihi wasallam. Ye ek jaan kya hai agar ho karodon, ye ek jaan kya hai agar ho karodon, tere naam par sabko wara karun main, aap par qurban meri jaan ya rasool Allah.
Fida ka ya Habib Allah, Nabi pe jaye sadqe,
kehte hain Barmala hum mayus kyun phire hum, kehte hain Barmala hum mayus kyun phire hum, sarkar ke gada hai koi nahi hame gham, sarkar ke gada hai koi nahi
نہیں ہمیں غم کوئی نہیں ہمیں قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم گھیل پر جاری قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم گھیل پر جاری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ آقا فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ آقا فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ آقا ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں مسرور ہو گئے سزا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری سزا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ آقا فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ آقا فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ آقا سارے میں تمہارے ہیں قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلو جانے کیا شان تمہاری ہے
خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت کرتے ہیں ان کی آقا کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ آقا فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ آقا فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ آقا ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے سر اپنا ہم جھکائے ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ آقا فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ آقا فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ آقا سارے میں تمہارے ہیں قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلو جانے کیا شان تمہاری ہے
یہ
پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت مرشد سے یہ آقا محسن گے جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری محسن گے جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ
آقا
ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
Subhanallah, mashallah, what a beautiful recitation by our Honorable Adil Attari Sallamahul Bari. May Allah Kareem increase the love in our hearts for the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla and grant us the ability to follow his sunnah. Dear viewers, a person had said in the past, for a successful marriage, these are ingredients for a successful marriage, a husband should behave as a child in his home and outside as a lion. And if it's the vice versa, whereas a person becomes a lion in the home, in front of his children, he scares them, he shouts at them, he makes fear enter into their homes. You know, when such a husband enters home, everyone is panicked. He has entered the home. And when such a person leaves the home, ha, what a relief, he's gone. So this should never be the state in your home, because such a marriage is a very toxic marriage and it doesn't last very long. And many a times it even breaks apart. May Allah Kareem shower blessings in such marriages and remove their misunderstandings. Remember, a great marriage is not when the perfect, a great marriage is not when the perfect couple comes together. Yes, a great marriage is not when the perfect couple comes together. It is when an imperfect couple learns to enjoy their differences, Maasa.
SubhanAllah.
Ye differences kya hai? Ye badi baat hai, SubhanAllah. A pious buzurg, mashallah, once mentioned, Allahu Akbar, a person went to find a buzurg. He went to meet with a pious personality. And when he could not find that personality in his home, he met with the family members who mentioned, you are speaking, you know, so good about this person, Hazrat, this person, you use such titles about him. But ask us, we are the family members, perhaps the wife and other family members made ghibat about the Hazrat. And this person came from so far to this town just to make salam, kalam and take faiz and blessings from this Hazrat after hearing about the name of that certain personality. However, when he heard negative comments, he left from there. And after finding about from other people with regards to his whereabouts, he reached the jungle and then noticed the very same person for whom he was searching for was in the jungles, cutting trees and logs from the trees and loading them on the lion, Manasa.
Allah.
Seeing this, he was attracted. So of course, he went forward and said, Hazrat, after making salam, he says, I have just reached your home before coming here and your family members don't speak good about you. Yet I have heard so good about you. What is the secret that even the lion in the jungles obey you? But your family members aren't obeying you. It doesn't seem like that. And he says, yes, you have given the answer. This is the truth. Allah Azza wa Jalla, because of having sabr and patience in my home, Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted me the ability and tawfiq that even the lions in the wilds now obey me. My family members may not obey me, but Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted me this blessing because of patience and sabr. And many a times we have to learn how to have patience and sabr in our marriages, dear viewers. Allah Azza wa Jalla will fulfill all your lawful wishes if only we learn how to be patient in our nikah and keep supplicating to Allah Azza wa Jalla without committing any gunah and sin and haram. When you have a spouse with you, you have children around you, subhanAllah. So enjoy this blessing in the form of nikah, dear viewers, and learn from the seerah of Mustafa, Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as to how could you keep your wife happy. Maasab, you know, what's your sentiments with regards to this?
Alhamdulillah, see, this is something we study in the life of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. He also was a very patient and very tolerant of his wife, and she would mention all sorts of negative things about him to the people. Yet he would make sabr, alhamdulillah. And what status has he achieved? Allahu Akbar, he is one of the Ulul Azm Prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. And Sayyidi, when it comes to the role, our role as a husband or wife at home, at times we take it as, you know, it may be like gender-based. Mm-hmm. Yes, for example, the wife is the queen of the house. She rules the house. Out of the house, the husband should rule. So he is the go-getter, breadwinner, and the wife is, she manages the house. But it shouldn't be the case that the husband mustn't do anything at home. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he narrates that Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do household chores. He would mend his own clothes, and he would do so many things around the house. That didn't reduce him as an exemplary man, an exemplary husband, an exemplary leader. Allahu Akbar, lead by example. And he did all of that to teach us, you know what, if you help your wife, you know, maybe doing washing once in a while, help her clean the house, maybe if she's cleaning inside the house, you can clean the yard, you know, you take out the weeds and so on and so forth. And like this, it's a teamwork, alhamdulillah. So it's not a gender-based role really, but at times maybe she is busy cooking. Who's going to take care of the children? Can take care of the children. Alhamdulillah, as Mawlana Sahib has said, that you must be like a child inside the house and like a lion outside. Not the other way around. With children, when you are playing with your children, be a child. Alhamdulillah. Be yourself. Express yourself. Share that joy and happiness with them. So when you go out, they are looking forward to seeing you.
Wonderful. Yes.
When you come back home, you are missed. And that is a priceless feeling. When you come back home, your wife, your children, they can't wait to see you. Alhamdulillah. As opposed to being the kind of person, when you're at home, they can't wait to get rid of you. When he's going to go away? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who set an example as a husband, as a brother, as a father, and as a son. At the same time, we are all of it. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And we need to give the due to those to whom we are indebted to, such as our loved ones, our family, our parents, inshallah Azza wa Jal, and keep it in perspective. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen.
Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Jazakallah Mawlana Sahib for your time and for these amazing Madani pearls you have shared. And shukran to all the viewers of Madani channel globally. Jahan se bhi aapne join kiya aur aapne is program ko dekha, please convey this to others for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If you have any issues and matters in your nikah, supplicate to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Don't mention this to others. It's not going to fix your problem. Mm-hmm. Yani, with the niyat of just speaking about the matter without wanting to fix the problem. So, make dua in the barakah of Allah Azza wa Jalla and make dua for a successful marriage. Remember, forgiveness is the key ingredient as well. If both will be fire muasab, there will always be disaster in the nikah. A happy and successful marriage depends on two good forgivers. Remember this point, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, and both should become humble and forgiving towards one another, and you shall see the blessings in such nikah. May Allah Kareem shower rain of mercies and blessings upon one and all. Keep making dua, inshallah. Keep reciting salawat and durood upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And remember, this is the slogan of Da'wat Islami. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah, Reformation of Ummah, Reformation of